If you ignore the wild conspiracy theories that go hand in hand with most mentions of the Bilderberg group, and concentrate on the facts, the true picture is of a collection of the richest and most powerful people on the planet who meet up once a year. Given the type of coverage that a gathering like the annual World Economic Forum meetings at Davos in Switzerland generates, you would expect that a gathering of world leaders, fast-rising politicians, key military thinkers, press barons, and the richest and most influential business figures on the planet would attract a few journalists. When the 2004 Bilderberg meeting in Italy drew Prime Minister Tony Blair, President George W. Bush, and Melinda Gates, wife of Bill Gates, you would think there would be a press stampede. In fact, there was almost a media blackout of the event. The few papers that mentioned it was due to happen did not send reporting teams to cover it. No major national or international news network attempted to film it. When people who usually draw journalists to them like moths to a flame can avoid publicity like that, it's fair to say that the Bilderberg Group is as secret as such an impressive collection of the world's rich and mighty can ever get. Why is such an important meeting underreported? In the 1990s, William Glasgow at Business Week suggested the reason was simply cost-cutting. After all, we can't afford to cover everything. But a journalist at The Economist, one of the UK's most important magazines, gave an alternative explanation. The Bilderbergers have been removed from our assignment list by executive order. Whilst policies may have changed, business magazines are still lacking the in-depth coverage that most readers would expect a Bilderberg gathering worthy of generating. Of course, there's another reason why journalists don't try to cover the Bilderberg group meetings. In 1998, one plucky and independent-minded Scottish reporter tried to cover the Bilderberg group meeting at the Turnberry Hotel in Ayrshire. For the crime of doing nothing more than asking questions, he was handcuffed by the Strathclyde police like a violent criminal and thrown into jail.